It feels like you're inside an aquarium.
This woman with an umbrella is an 80-ton whale.
Director David Catlin tells WTOP he first read Moby Dick in college.
I brewed many a pot of espresso, and my heart was pounding, probably from the caffeine, but I think also from the story. The sea adventure was just thrilling. I couldn't turn the pages fast enough.
Fittingly, Starbucks coffee is named after Ishmael's crewmate, while Ahab inspired Quint in Jaws. But you've never seen Moby Dick quite like this.
We incorporate elements of circus. We literally have people flying overhead and make the air feel like we're now underwater.
We have more Moby Dick on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.